Okay, so as Kelly said, I'm going to be talking about fast food marketing today. And I'm going to be talking about marketing that's targeted to young people, probably mostly about children. I will try to get to the info on teens, but I may not be able to. I can't talk as fast as Frank. And I have no relationships to disclose either. And before I start, I just want to thank everyone that helped put this report together, the Fast Food Facts Report. There was a lot of data there and a lot of people involved, and especially the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Rudd Foundation, who funded the work for us. Why are we talking about fast food? Well, other than sugar-sweetened beverages, there's more research saying how bad fast food is for children's health than any other food category. Every day, 1/3 of U.S. children eat fast food. It contributes a lot of their calories, and the children who consume fast food have more unhealthy diets, and they're more at risk of obesity than children who don't consume fast food. And as Frank said, that one of the few categories where the exposure to advertising has actually increased over the past 5 years. And the food industry seems to have recognized these concerns, and they have two of the biggest food advertisers, McDonald's and Burger King, have joined the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative, and they've pledged to change the nutritional profile of food that's marketed directly to children and advertise only better-for-you choices in their ads. But the question is, has this made any difference? And that's why we did this report. In Fast Food Facts, we looked at the 12 largest fast food companies in both advertising and sales. We looked at all aspects of their marketing plans. So we looked at their menus, the advertising that they do outside of the restaurant to bring people inside, as well as marketing that goes on inside the restaurant. And we also looked at the outcomes of these marketing practices. So, how often people visit the restaurants, what products they choose when they order, and then, especially in the case of children, the brand affinity and loyalty that this advertising is created. And we found examples of all of these efforts going on in fast food marketing. But today I'm going to talk about targeted marketing, and this is marketing that's going on outside of the restaurants to bring children, to get kids to ask their parents to go to the restaurant. We looked at TV ads, company websites, banner advertising, social and mobile marketing. We used a lot of different data to come up with the picture of what's going on. We looked at exposure, so similar data that Frank used for television. We also have those data from ComScore and Arbitron for radio and websites. We also did a lot of content analyses to look at the messages and the products and the techniques that restaurants were using in those ads to bring visitors in. One basic question is, how do you define targeted marketing? And the restaurants have very detailed marketing plans where they specifically say who they're targeting and how they're trying to reach them. Unfortunately, that's public or private information that we don't have access to, so we need to look at the actual marketing that's going on to try to understand who they're targeting. And there are a few ways to do that. One is to look at who is seeing the ads. In the case of children, a lot of the targeted marketing, children are seeing 5 times as many ads as adults see. So that's a clue that it's targeted to them. We're looking at the creative executions. If they say, hey kids, get your parents to buy this for you, or use animation, cartoons, those are targeted to children. We're assuming also certain marketing techniques are more focused on children, such as licensed characters, or in the case of fast food, the toy giveaways are obvious marketing to kids. I'm going to first talk about television advertising. We found 3 restaurants that were targeting their television advertising to children: McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway. In our content analyses of these ads, one of the most striking things that we found is that the ads are all about the brand and the toy that comes with the kids' meal. There's this ad from McDonald's, for example, shows the Ice Age squirrel pushing around the McDonald's box. There's a promotion for Ice Age, and of course, I'm loving it at the end. And this ad in particular didn't even mention what's inside the box. And as in the McDonald's ads, the Burger King ads are not about the food either. So this is an ad that promoted their tie-in with Pinkalicious, who I understand is very popular with three-year-old girls. Here you see there is some picture of the food right there in the middle, but it's just pictured. There's no mention or discussion of the food at all. When we look at how many ads kids are seeing, preschoolers see about 2.8 ads for fast food every day, and elementary school children see 3.5. Burger King and McDonald's are the biggest. Their ads represent about 45% of the ads that kids are seeing. And as Frank said, the exposure to advertising is increasing over time, and what was really striking to us is to look at the lines for McDonald's and Burger King. So these are the two restaurants that have pledged to market only healthy choices to kids. McDonald's, in particular, has increased their advertising to children by 26% since they made that pledge. Now I'm going to talk about child-targeted websites. So these are websites that are specifically designed for children. We found 5 restaurants that are doing this: McDonald's, Burger King, Dairy Queen, Subway, and Sonic. As with the TV ads, these websites are all about the brand and the enjoyable experience of interacting with the brand. This is McWorld.com, which is one of McDonald's websites. McDonald's actually has 3 child-targeted websites, and this is a virtual world where kids can play games, see promotions, earn points, and it actually has almost 100 pages on it, so it's a very engaging site. This is a site by Dairy Queen. Now, Dairy Queen was the only restaurant that we found that was actually marketing unhealthy food to children. I don't know if you can see this right here, but they have Oreo Blizzards. So there's an Oreo Blizzard game on this site and a bunch of other games with French fries and ice cream and that sort of thing. But this is the only example we found of this. This is another example of how the restaurants are using the websites to encourage visits to the restaurant. So here on McDonald's, you can go to McDonald's, get a Happy Meal with a code on your Happy Meal, enter it in here, and as it says, unlock an awesomely cool prize. And this is just what they see in the restaurant. So the Happy Meal toys all come with this code that sends kids into the website. Finally, this is McDonald's website for preschoolers. Lots of games about learning numbers, learning letters, from Ronald McDonald. And I don't know if you can read this, but there's a little sign up in the right-hand corner that says, "Hey kids, this is advertising." So this is for the kids who don't know how to read yet. The sites, as I mentioned, are all about fun, games, flash animation, music, very engaging. One of the most interesting things, I think, was that nearly every page on this site has branded content, but about 75% of those pages only talk about the brand. They don't even mention the food. So you see down here about 20% mention branded food and about 5% mention the kids' meal. So these are the healthier options, but as in the TV ads, they're not the focus of these ads. And then children are going to these websites a lot. The HappyMeal.com had almost 200,000 unique children under age 12 visiting the website every month, and they're spending 6 to 7 minutes on these sites, so they're very engaged. The last kind of child-targeted marketing I'm going to talk about is banner advertising. These are ads that are placed on third-party websites or other company websites to get children to interact with the brand. So websites like Nickelodeon.com or Disney.com, Neopets, McDonald's, Burger King, and Dairy Queen have these ads. These ads are very engaging. One of their primary purposes is to get kids to go to the websites I just talked about. So these two ads talk about direct children to the restaurant websites. This ad from McDonald's is about the penguin toys. So this one is trying to get kids to get their parents to go to McDonald's for these toys. The other thing about these sites is they're extremely interactive and engaging. So they're on other websites. They really have to attract the kids' attention. And this is just one example of a Burger King banner ad. It tells the kid to draw a star. So he or she draws a star with his mouse. It's rewarded with these pictures of shooting stars and kids' meals. Turns into an ad for Nickelodeon's Kid Choice Award. Turns into an ad for the Nickelodeon or the BK website. And then if you click that, you get to the BK website. This is just one example. Another thing is that these ads are placed very frequently. So almost six for the Happy Meal ad that I showed you, almost 6 million unique viewers saw that ad in a month, and they saw these ads several times. And they're mostly placed on the youth websites like that children frequent. Now, I've been talking about advertising that's specifically targeted to children, but the other striking thing that we found was that most of the advertising that they see is not targeted specifically to them. We're calling this secondhand exposure. In TV, about 60% of the ads they see are for other products, so the same value menu, high calorie, high fat and sugar items that are marketed to adults and teens are also viewed by large numbers of children. About a third of the ads that they see are actually for kids' meals. It also happens on the internet. Pizza Hut and Domino's are the two websites that children visited the most. These websites are all about the pizza, ordering the pizza, special deals for the pizza, and an amazing number, almost 200,000 kids a month under 12 are going to those sites. So just to summarize, in child-targeted marketing, most of what we saw does meet the guidelines that were established by this Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative. Only Dairy Queen is promoting unhealthy foods in their ads to children. But the focus in these ads is on the branding and the promotions. It's not about the healthy food at all. The targeting begins as early as 2 years old, and the exposure numbers are quite staggering. Our recommendations are very similar to Frank's. In order for self-regulation to work, the standards must be meaningful. They must apply to all the fast food restaurants, not just the ones who volunteer to join. Child-targeted marketing must include all of the marketing that children are exposed to, so not just what's exclusively targeted to children, but what they're seeing large numbers of ads for. The marketing to preschoolers I think is unethical. That has to stop. And we'd love to see them actually use their ads to try to encourage kids to eat and want the healthy options that are now available at the restaurants. So I just have a minute to talk about teen-targeted marketing. There's a lot more information on this in our report, but the two types of marketing that are specifically targeted to teens but not children are social media and mobile marketing. Our findings on here is that Burger King and Taco Bell are the two advertisers that are targeting teens the most. And these ads most often promote value and special pricing for the food, as well as snack items. A lot of the restaurants are promoting their very high-calorie snacks to this age group. And the social and mobile media is very big. 9 restaurants have Facebook pages with over 1 million fans, and Starbucks actually has 13 million fans right now on their Facebook page. And 8 restaurants also have smartphone apps that you can download to your iPhone and order food and play games and interact with the brand anywhere. And that's it. I'd like to invite you to visit our website for more information. Thank you. Thank you.